Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days of Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Morgan Miles, Lena Stone, and Carolyn Miller. We'll also be talking about previous interviews with the three of them. This should be a good show, folks. But before we dive into last week's countdown and where we left off, I just want to say this. This is our 50th episode of Indie Country Radio. I started this segment last January to help bring about more spotlight to independent artists, specifically the female artists, and to shine a little more light on them. In those 50 episodes, we've had several records broken as far as number ones and a week at number one. We've even had one song that played a few weeks ago go to a terrestrial radio, aka FM radio. And I heard that song today, and I was like, man, that's a surreal feeling to know that we played the song on the show, and here it is on my local FM station. But with that being said, I'll stop rambling now and take you through where we left off last week. In the number three spot last week was Lauren Davidson with I'll Drink to That. At number two, it was Alyssa Coulter with her brand new single, Whiskey in the Twilight. And at number one last week, it was Lindsay L. with her current single, which also happens to be a number one in Canada right now, and that was Criminal. So I think with that, let's get into today's episode, and I'm gonna tease you guys a little bit with something that I will announce at the end of this episode. So with that, at number three this week, we have one of my dearest friends and somebody that has been on the show a couple times, the lovely Miss Carolyn Miller. This is her a brand new single, Unbreakable, on Indie Country Radio.
I've always
And that was Carolyn Miller at number three this week with Unbreakable. Carolyn Miller is an established actress and up-and-coming recording artist, currently residing in New York City with frequent travels to Nashville. After releasing several YouTube videos that gained international exposure and nearly 600,000 views combined, her fan base quickly expanded. Influenced by country singers like Carrie Underwood and Faith Hill, and pop icons like Kelly Clarkson and Adele, Carolyn has taken her big, powerful vocals and created a undeniable style that captures the true essence of country pop. Carolyn is currently in the studio putting the finishing touches on her debut EP, Unbreakable, under the direction of a veteran producer, Russ DeSalvo. I don't see any upcoming shows for Carolyn right now, but like I was saying earlier, we've had Carolyn on the show a couple times, and the last time she was on, she did something that no other artist or any other guest period has ever done. She broadcast the interview live on her Instagram page, which was really cool. I actually went back and I watched the thing. Of course, I skipped through the parts of hearing myself talk because frankly, I don't enjoy listening to myself back on the show. It's cringeworthy. I'm gonna be honest. But anyway, that was Carolyn Miller at number three this week with Unbreakable. Now, the artist in the number two slot this week, I actually watched her. I played this song a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, on Periscope at the Songs of Forget show, and when she said it would be released today, I knew I had to play it. So, without further ado, this is Lena Stone with her brand new single, "Running Out of Red Lights," at number two on Indie Country Radio.
what I'm about to do. But that's three greens in a day.
Stone at number two this week with her brand new single that literally just dropped at midnight last night. That was a Running Out of Red Lights. As Billy Dukes of Tasty Country said, Lena Stone is, quote, flat out easy to listen to. A singer-songwriter whose melodies and a personal storytelling make her feel like a friend after just a few minutes. After earning a name for herself, penning breakthrough songs for other up-and-coming artists and country females like Achilles Shores, Felt Like a Girl, and He's just not That Into You, and Casey Tindall's Everything in Texas, or Everything is Texas. Stone is making her own splash onto the country music scene. A Carlisle, Massachusetts native grew up singing and writing songs and writing songs influenced by artists from James Taylor to Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland and Taylor Swift. At 18, Stone moved to Nashville to pursue a career in music and jumped into Music City songwriting community, spending several years as a staff writer at Song Factory Publishing. Stone has been at the heart of the Song Suffragette Showcase and movement in Nashville since the very first show. Song Suffragettes, the acclaimed listening room cafe's only regularly scheduled show, is a weekly songwriters' night spotlighting the newest and brightest women in country music. Stone's time as co-anchor of the show has given her a opportunity that hundreds of Nashville songwriters crave. It tends to build a dedicated fan base while honing her songwriting and performing skills. She lights up on stage. She is a engaging and enthusiastic performer, enchanting audiences with personal songs about a love and love lost. Recently, Stone achieved independent success as a writer on Kelly Shore's Felt Like a Girl, performed across the U.S. from Austin, Texas to Key West, Florida, and partnered with YouTube for their initial sessions. Let me go ahead and tell you guys where you can see Alina on tour. This Monday she will be at Song Suffragettes at the a listening room at in Nashville at 6:15 Central. And May 26th, she will host her own round called Alina Stone and Friends. I'm also in Nashville. And that leads us to our number one song of the week. Our number one song this week comes from an artist who's had four previous number ones. If I say the words Whiskey Dreamin', what do you think of? If you're a fan of this person, you'd say Morgan Miles, right? That's only natural. So here it is. You're a number one song of the week, a song that literally just dropped at midnight as well. This is Morgan Miles with her a brand new one, Acapella, at number one on Indie Country Radio.
No, it didn't take no time to get you off my mind.
Powerhouse vocalist, singer songwriter Miles is one of those artists that makes it look and sound so easy. The emerging artist and Pennsylvania native has already earned critical acclaim from outlets such as Billboard, Rolling Stone, and CMT for the way that she seamlessly blends her own brand of country, soul, and pop. And needless to say, her influence has run all over the map. With mentors including Reba and Dolly Parton, Miles is aiming for the highest standard out of the gate. Having toured with Reba, but she also experienced it firsthand. Growing up, she listened to Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, and Susan Tedeschi, while admiring the likes of Eva Cassidy and Carole King because of their songwriting. Quote, I was influenced by any woman that had a big voice because I wanted to be just like them. You name it. Any 90s diva, I was trying to definitely be. She says with a boundless energy and enthusiasm. A natural songwriter herself, Miles' songs display themes of strength, perseverance, and empowerment. It said greatly from her years as a nanny turned guardian to the children of a woman named Amy who passed away from ALS. Miles writes from a deeper life perspective. After working tirelessly in Nashville, her turn has come to take the spotlight with some impressive new material, including her upbeat, liberating anthem a cappella, while she prepares to release an EP later this year on Edge Music Nashville, showcasing power vocals and strong lyrical meaning on this new material. 2018 is sure to bring Miles' talent to the world as a singer and a songwriter. Are ready for the challenge that it brings? It's what Miles has worked for her entire life. Quote, I worked so hard to get into these doors, and you pray that people love the music as much as you put into it. Adding, anytime I'm writing a song or performing, I'm my happiest. I just want to bring that happiness to others with my music. And that was tying a record at number one with the most number ones in the history of the show. That was Morgan Miles and her a brand new single a cappella. Okay, so in the next couple of minutes, I wanted to talk about something new. Y'all know that I host Indie Country Radio alone, and sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a empty room, which I kind of am. So I don't know when this will start, but I'm seriously thinking about bringing on guest co-host for Indie Country Radio, and I've talked to Craig about this. Craig's fine with it. And some of the guests will include former guests, fellow radio hosts, former co-hosts, artist friends of mine, et cetera, et cetera. So as soon as we get the first our first guest co-host nailed down, I'll be sure to tweet about it. And I think with that, I think, before we go, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Paige Davis joining us on the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Witness with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.